After the war, the need for labour across Gippsland was acute. Expansion of major industry and infrastructure services in power supply, road and railways and housing was hampered by lack of labour. Migrants coming to Australia under the Displaced Persons Resettlement Scheme were required to work out a two-year contract with the government in return for a free passage for themselves and their families. After the contract period, people were free to settle and to make their own way. They came as labourers or domestics. 8,000 in the first year, 1948, and then in larger numbers, until by the end of that scheme in 1951, 170,000 people had arrived. These displaced persons joined earlier British migrants in the industries of post-war Australia, and by 1951 they were being followed by people coming under other migration agreements from Malta, Holland, Italy and elsewhere. The first of the DP workers to Gippsland came in 1948 to the State Rivers and Water Supply Commission and to the Gippsland Base Hospital. Many of the men who would work as labourers under the DP job scheme had been professional people. Mārjis Āvars was a lawyer in Latvia. Others were musicians, artists, judges, doctors. Some were clearly physically unsuited to this type of hard physical labour, whilst others, like Āvars, working for a time in the bush trimming pine plantation trees, made the most of it. Āvars looked with interest at the bush and its plants and animals, often taking his camera with him to photograph what he saw. In areas of Victoria where there were large groups of migrant children, arrangements were made between the Immigration Department and the Victorian Education Department for these children to attend local schools. At each of the five migrant holding centres in the state, and at the Yallourn South Migrant Workers Hostel, the Education Department set up special schools in buildings supplied by the Immigration Department and staffed these with Education Department teachers. In April 1949, the initial planning of a migrant school at the West Sale site was finalised. The new state school, number 4648, would have six classrooms, offices and staff rooms, and there would be provision of married quarters for the head teacher in a brick residence nearby. Quarters for single teachers would be provided in the form of single rooms in staff huts, with meals to be taken in the staff dining hall. Work on the school was scheduled to commence on May 11, 1949. Advertisements appeared in the Education Gazette in June 1949 for teachers to staff this new school. Work on the school buildings was anticipated to take 2 months for completion. However, by the mid-June 1949, nothing had progressed. Heavy rains stopped the work, and the shortage of labour felt all over the country made it unlikely that the building would be ready for several months to come. Some of the labour shortage issues were relieved by the allocation of migrant workers, such as Paul Bubulis, to carry out this building work. From Lithuania, Paul had spent several years in the DP camps of Europe before arriving in Australia ahead of his family in 1948. Initially, he had been allocated work clearing timber in the bush north of Yallourn. However, he was by trade a carpenter, and he was reallocated to work preparing West Sale Camp. His family, meanwhile, had arrived in Australia in 1949 and were waiting in the Rushworth camp near Shepparton. Working women had additional pressures. Because of poor English language skills, lack of recognition of qualifications, and often the absence of qualifications, women frequently had to accept unskilled and lower paid work. In West Sale Camp, some were able to get work in the camp administration, kitchens or the medical centre, and others took on cleaning work, but it was not until they left the camp to live in surrounding towns that most were able to find jobs. They found work in hotels, guest houses, factories and hospitals. They cleaned or cooked in schools or in private homes. Migrant women, like women generally, had to combine long hours of work, often including broken shifts, with the responsibilities of childcare and running a household. Bruno Bubulis recalls his parents' working days.
He was working with the CDW at the time. He must have got a job there.
And what's TDW?
Commonwealth Department of Works out at Drome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I eventually started. I was there 20 years myself. And I remember building. He was a carpenter, and they started building the school. That was going to be the school, but I did not eventuate going to that.
And he actually worked on that project.
Yeah, on that school. Yeah, as far as I can remember, that was.
That was about early.
You were going to go
early 1950, late 49.
Yeah, you were going to go to that school, and I was sort of excited to go to the school, but eventually eventually our turn came and we were sent into sale. Or unless my father found accommodation, and I think my mother was at the time probably pushing to get out of the camp and see if we can go into sale.
When did she start working, do you remember?
She started working almost immediately after she came into sale into Woolen Mills, at where Nilex is now, the Woolen Mills. And then for some reason, I think she only worked probably 6 months.
Do you know what she was doing there?
Yeah, weaving the cotton. I remember going there once and she was showing me, the cotton brace, and she sort of got the two cottons, and it sort of making the spools.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then after that, she got a job in the kitchen, washing dishes at the Star Hotel. And for 3 years she'd done that. And I remember the first pay she got, she bought herself a push bike, which was £28 at the time, a woman's push bike, so she'd have something to ride to work. She worked from 7:45... till half past one, yeah, washing the dishes in the morning and dinner time, and then come home, and then again 5 o'clock until 7:45.
Yeah. So she'd be home when you got home from school?
Basically, yes, it was home, and but she'd already had cooked the dinner and that, and she reckoned it was in the stove. All you've got to do is take it out of the stove.
And how many years did she do that?
3 years washing the dishes.
Yeah.
And then Mrs. Sworsky at the time, Joe Sworsky, I don't know if she was the cook for that period of 3 years. And then when she eventually had a baby, fell pregnant, my mum took over the cooking. And then she cooked then for altogether, I think, 10 years. Because it was a 13-year altogether in the Star Hotel.
Mm.
Yeah, so cooking, it was the same thing again, 7:45, go to work, and then there, and then come home at 1:30, and then off again at 5 o'clock for tea.
Bruno Bubulis. Background information from the book We Came With Nothing by Anne Synan.